Hey, what's up, you guys? This is like a bonus episode, kind of like a bonus episode, kind of like a quick note before this podcast actually starts. I want to come on here and I want to say just real quick that the episode that we're playing is a previous episode, just like yesterday's upload. I think it was yesterday, either yesterday or Sunday, one of the two. But yeah, I just want to come in here and say this is was already pre-recorded, just because I had a lot to do today. This is Tuesday, December 8th. And I wanted to just come in here and let you guys know that this was pre-recorded, that I did not have any time available today because I had a lot of things to do, and I don't want to really, like, put you guys not down or, like, not achieve the goals that I set and stuff. So this is just a pre-recorded episode that I wanted to put out, that was originally going to be put out way back in like October, when we originally planned to start the podcast, but COVID ran into everything. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy. Please don't hate me, and have fun. Bye. Hi, hello. There's no co-host this week because, for one, we usually record on Tuesdays, but, everyone is like getting ready to go back home for Christmas break. So I just wanted to come on here and maybe just talk to you guys for a little bit, just with me, myself. I'm kind of like really pissed at myself right now, because like, I'm really trying to stay very consistent with this podcast, but I don't want to just like make one episode and then people want more, and then it takes me over 3 weeks to produce another episode. So I just wanted to come on here today and just talk about how I'm feeling about the entire podcast overall. I just recently received my very first, I just received some feedback from somebody on Reddit. I don't know if they want their name exposed, but they gave me a lot of like cool tips and stuff like that, because they also run a podcast. So they just gave some really cool, interesting advice from, you know, a listener's perspective. So that was really good, and I was really appreciative of that. It was really nice to have that option to be able to get that criticism. Like I said, Tuesday we were supposed to record our second episode and put it out the same day. The way everything is with COVID and everyone's working, and, you know, I don't have as much free time as I usually would. Because we recorded the first episode way back in like November. And back then, everyone had more free time. It was on break. You know, everyone was, you know, taking time to themselves and stuff like that. And we just was like, you know what? Why don't we record a podcast episode and then put it out there, see what everyone thinks about it, stuff like that. I guess the week after Christmas we'll come out with another episode, like an actual episode. I just wanted to come on here and say this to you guys, because honestly, I really want this podcast to be a thing. Like, I definitely want this. Like, it's something that I'm going to attempt to make it a thing as much as I can. I gotta record by myself until I find a permanent co-host, then that is what I'm gonna have to do, because the first episode we filmed was with Ari, which was one of our co-hosts. But she is no longer part of the podcast because she just doesn't want to be in it. She feels that, you know, it's not really her thing or anything like that, which I'm pretty disappointed in, because I really loved filming that episode. It was so much fun to do. I was happy. At least I thought she was happy. And I don't feel like my friend Ethan is really comfortable doing it, which is fine. Like I said, I don't have any hate towards anyone who decides that they don't want to do the podcast. If you don't want to do it, it's perfectly fine. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with it, I'm not going to make you be comfortable. I'm not going to hold you under your will. You know, everyone has their own liking on things. But my thing is, you know, don't set me up for failure. That's the thing that really upsets me, you know. I don't like when people pull out at the last minute, you know. Or tell me at the last minute that they didn't want to be in it. Especially if we're looking forward to record, or if we're looking forward to putting out the episode and stuff like that. It upsets me when people say that they don't want to, want to put the podcast out there. So, I've been I had episodes saved from the last time there was podcast episodes. I had some saved in the in the sound folder of my podcast on Anchor, and I really felt I just have a lot of thoughts in my head, and I wanted to just come sit here and talk to you guys as if you're around me, you're in the room with me. And we're going to go to commercial break real quick, and I'll come back and talk about it with you guys. Hey, I'm back. I don't even know where to start, really. I guess I'll start with the podcast, because that's just the most recent thing that's been going on in my life. So way back in August, way back in June, me and Ariana, aka Ari Savage, the co-host that was with my podcast, me and her talked back then, and we were talking about starting a podcast, and we were talking about starting a podcast, and I was talking about how much I love podcasts and how I listen to them, and how I've always wanted to have a podcast ever since I was a kid. I remember growing up listening to a bunch of podcasts, the Elvis Duran Morning Show, and even though they're not really a podcast or more of a talk show, to me that's what a podcast felt to me. I'm a very social person, so I like talking to people. I feel like on a podcast, because you have a brand and you have audience catered to your work, you can be yourself and say or talk about whatever you want to talk about, even if it is controversial. I talked about it openly with her, and she was like, yeah, we should definitely do it. That would be great for quarantine to keep us, you know, give us something to do while we're inside and stuff like that, which was the whole purpose of it. Although I was doing it for myself, I was also doing it for the, you know, the love and care I have for my friends. Just because I know at the time, a lot of, all my friends at the moment didn't have jobs and stuff like that. Well, except for Ethan. Ethan worked all summer. Me and Ari, we didn't have a job. So in August, we started to attempt to film the podcast. We never put it out. Just because, one, we didn't have an audience, so it kind of felt weird talking to nothing. But at the same time, I felt like if I did that, someone out there would be like, oh, cool, they're catering to me, you know? We talked about a lot of things, like we talked about depression, we talked about suicide, body image, body acceptance, self-acknowledgement, stuff like that. And I felt that at the time I was too depressed to continue the podcast that we started to record. It seemed like it wasn't the right time personally, because I was trying to look for jobs and stuff like that, so I didn't want to put too much weight on my shoulders. So we stopped that instantly. We stopped recording in October. I created a group chat with me, Ari, and Ethan. And when we were in the group chat, I talked to them about it. Like, I talked to them about the podcast and about, you know, I talked to them, you know, openly about it. I talked to them all about all these things we want to do. And I do these things where I call them fake podcasts, but I don't call them, I don't say that it's a fake podcast. I would say, like, oh, we're recording a podcast. And I just pretend to record it. And we go through everything as is. As if we were really recording the podcast. By the way, I'm sorry if I yawned and I was loud. I just woke up. It's just been on my mind lately, and I didn't want to keep having that on my mind, so I just wanted to come out here and talk about it. But anyways, so we started talking, and November, we have planned on officially recording it. And when November rolled, it was, we had to stop it. Ethan had a lot of school to do. Ari had, like, job interviews and stuff like that. I didn't have anything going on for myself, so I did take it personal, but I let it, you know, subside, because I'm like, you know what? They have a life too. They, you know, have things to take care of. We will have an opportunity to do it. And by the way, this is not me bad talking to them in any way. This is just me talking about the situation. Please, no one kill me. I'm not talking shit about them. I'm not spilling the tea. I'm just talking about how I feel about the entire situation. Anyways, it gets towards, like, break, and I just started to think that Ari didn't really want it to be in the podcast to begin with, because I felt that she wanted to do her own thing, which is fine, but I didn't want to just assume and think that, you know, that she wants to not be a part of it. So I We'll call her. She'd usually answer. And, we'd record podcasts like planned. Everything would go good. It was originally like the original plan for the podcast was Tuesdays would be, it originally planned like in back in like October when we planned to start recording in November. It was planned that we do Tuesdays as me, Ethan, and Ari as like in the episode for that week, and then the following Saturday would be a day that we have a guest or we have like a another co-host who's like in for like an episode. And we planned on that. We did have people who we wanted to interview on Saturdays. We did have that opportunity to do that. But the thing that really hindered it was the fact that on Saturdays, in particularly, Ari would not attend, which is fine. I understand, you know, the weekends is usually the days people catch up on their sleep, so I'm, you know, very aware of it. I used to wait till the afternoon, like 2-3 in the afternoon, for people to be awake. And plus, me and Ethan and Ari were both of us are in different time zones. Me and Ethan, we live in New York, so we're in Eastern daytime, and Ari, she's in Pacific daytime. So they're 3 hours behind, so I was very generous. So I'd wait till like 6 p.m. in our time and 3 p.m. in her time for her to be able to get up and, you know, sleep in enough and stuff like that. So I was very generous with it. And I just felt like it was like, I don't know, I felt like a slap in the face to me. It really did. It was just like, I don't know, like, she didn't, because we'd have meetings on Wednesdays. Wednesdays would be the days we have meetings. And in that time frame, I would be the only person throwing out ideas. And this goes for everyone, both Ethan and Ari. Like, I mean, Ethan put out some ideas, but Ari just did not seem into it. She didn't seem engaged like everyone else was. She didn't seem fascinated with it. But, you know, I just thought that because she has a busy family, that's just, oh, she's very busy, so she doesn't really have the time to pitch out ideas like she wants to. I just went along with it, and we never actually recorded an actual episode with us three. Still haven't recorded an episode with us three, with the three of us. And just recently, as of December, skipping to December, I remember, like I said, Tuesdays, quick side note, the week of Thanksgiving, when I finally had an opportunity to talk to both Ethan and Ari at the same time, we, all agreed that it would alternate, like, Tuesdays, I would do one with Ethan, and then the following Tuesday would be with Ari. And then Saturdays is when we'll come together as co-hosts.
But that plan became scrapped later on, which you'll hear about. Just remember that. It was scrapped later on, and you'll find out why. But the first rolls around, and I had a lot of things to deal with. Like, I had to reapply for SSI. I had Access VR close my case and have that happen. It was like that's when I started to realize, like, am I even using the right co-host? Period. Am I doing something wrong? Do I need to go out and get a job and make myself busy? That way I meet up with everyone else's needs. And it was just like, I started to feel like I was the only one taking it serious. And I didn't want to, like, push anyone to do it or make anyone do something they didn't want to do, even if it were to not benefit myself, just because I care enough to put others before myself. And I believe that if you don't feel comfortable doing something, that you shouldn't do it. Even if someone is forcing you to do it, you shouldn't do it. So I remember the week of the 1st through the 6th, I think that's the date. The first week of December, that Wednesday, we had a meeting, and I was asking them, I was like, you guys, do you want to be part of this podcast? Do you not? Do you, is this the right time for everyone? And, like, I just felt the tension. Like, I felt like they didn't want to let me down either, so they'd tell me what I want to hear. But really, I wanted genuine answers, because I didn't want to put someone on here who didn't want to be on here. And I want to make someone be a part of something that they don't want to be a part of. So, that's when the 8th rolled around, because Saturday was the day we were supposed to record an episode with me and Ethan. And that's also when Ari had pulled out of the podcast. Well, I had put her out. One, because, for two reasons. One, she wasn't answering her phone. She was not answering her phone. She did not contact me. She was ignoring on. She's been ignoring all my texts, all my calls for the past few months. So I had left, like, a bunch of voice messages and stuff like that. Like, let me know if you don't want to be in this anymore, because it just started to feel really, really weird and really strange. Okay, I didn't just come out of nowhere and just did this. Like, I would call her back to back to back to back, leave voice messages. I'd text her phone. I'd text her mom's phone. Like, I just wasn't getting answers, period. I used to just feel like, well, damn, like, what am I doing wrong? I have to be doing something wrong, because no one wants to be a part of this. And I had decided, like, I gave her that entire week. I texted her Tuesday night, and I was like, you got the rest of the week. You got till, like, Friday night to decide, because Saturday we have to record the episode. So I'm like, you got till Saturday night to let me know if you want to be in the podcast or not. And if you don't, you will be put out. Because if I, you know, I don't want to half-ass anything that, you know, I want to be, have potential. And, you know, this podcast is not just a hobby. It's something I really love. I love recording this podcast. I love making content. I love creating things. I'm very creative. And I just wanted to switch it up, because I make music a lot. And not that it gets bored and not that it gets old with me, but it, you know, right now I'm not as creative in the music field as I want to be. So I'm trying to give myself some time to really explore other fields of creativity, whether if it's art, writing, a lot of different things. So I just don't know what to do. And Ethan has worked between 5 and 9:30, I think he gets off. But he usually gets home at like 11 or something like that. So that really doesn't fit into my time frame. And plus, he has a lot of school, so I want him to focus on school. But like I said, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I don't want to just say, well, since I can't find a co-host, this podcast is over. Like, this is a, you know, I want to help people out here. I want to help people out here. And it's really frustrating when I have people around me who don't take it as serious as I do. And I don't want people to think that I'm being a control freak or that I'm not letting them have any freedom, but communicate with me. That's the thing. It's communication. It's letting me know I don't want to be a part of this. Even if you just say, I'm not comfortable with this. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to do this anymore. Tell me that so that I'm not putting, you know, making myself look stupid. Because I have people out here who want to hear my content, but I can't put them out consistently because people aren't being consistent with me. I'm the only person who's on time on Tuesdays, who's ready to record, who comes up with all these topics, but I don't even got anyone to share it with at this point. So it's like, I don't even know what to do. And I don't want to give up on this podcast, okay? I've already put an episode out, which probably was a mistake and should have waited till another time. But it's just like, I'm really frustrated because I can't be creative when I you know, need to be creative. And I don't think there's people out here who are, cool enough to be a co-host. I guess I'm just going to take a break from this podcast. I don't know. I don't want to not put out episodes. That's the thing. I really don't. And like I said, for anyone who's listened to this and loved the first episode and want more, I am so sorry. Please do not give up on me. Please don't give up, because I am trying, you guys. I am trying. I am, you know, really trying to, you know, make this as serious as I need it to be. And the last thing I need is for me to, you know, lose everything I have. Because right now I'm not really recording music because I can't go into a recording booth. I don't have any recording equipment. So that has been really taking a toll on me because I can't be creative when I want to be creative. So, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I don't want to say that this podcast is over, but who else is going to be consistent, as consistent as me? Because I could just go and look for another co-host, but then I'd have to explain the way the podcast works, learn about that person. Maybe they're not as weird as me. And I don't want to risk that because, you know, being weird is the way I am. And I'm not going to change that for anybody. I'm not going to change that for any audience. Like, I talk about farting like it's a fucking normal thing to talk about. Like, I don't care. It's where I'm comfortable. And I guess it's a comfortable place for you guys. I'm not sure. But like I said, I don't want to give up on this. I don't want to call it quits, but what else do I do? I don't know. If you want to leave some suggestions, that would be great. Maybe I can just turn this into an advice podcast for now. I don't know. It's like I made social media. Like I made a Instagram for the podcast, and I have it on all these platforms, and you know, I went all out for this, and it's like for people to just not take it serious. It's just really, I am taking it personal, honestly, because it's like we talked about this for months. It's not like we just out of nowhere, let's record a podcast. Like, this was planned. We'd have meetings. We'd talk about it. People would pull out at the last minute. Hey, I can't make it. And it's like, great. Now what? So, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to take the rest of the year to, and maybe a little bit of January for me to just, reflect and see where I am mentally and try to figure something out. Maybe post small funny clips. I don't know. But I don't know. I just need the rest of this year to really. And plus, we did put this podcast out during Christmas. So I can understand that people are out Christmas shopping and stuff like that. And taking care of that. So, like I said, I'm just going to take the rest of the year to really reflect and see where I'm at and see what I want to do next instead of just putting out random content that wouldn't make sense. If you're listening and you understand, I appreciate it. If you don't, I also do understand. But again, please keep an open mind. I'm trying my hardest for me to be able to put out wonderful, awesome content. And I hope one day we will all be able to have consistent content on this podcast. So as of now, this is a farewell, I guess. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to take a break to find out what I want to do next and where I want to go and where, what I want to talk about, things like that. I love you guys very much, and I'm gay, he's straight, and yeah, that was the problem, kids. See you guys later.